It's a really good question and a perplexing problem. I think that when you think about marriage equality, Australia is ultimately the only advanced English-speaking country left that doesn't have marriage equality. And I think that the frustrating thing for many people is that there's no real good reason why we don't. We know that, you know, to your point, 72% of Australians support marriage equality. We also know, and more damning, you know, I think, is that same-sex Australians have up to 14 times higher rates of suicide than their heterosexual peers. And so why are those suicide rates higher? I think it's because they don't have equality and they're still prejudiced. So I think that there is no good reason as to why we don't have equality in marriage, and why we shouldn't be striving for equality across the board in everything. So, you know, it's a good question. I don't think there's a credible answer, though.
Now, I guess Listen to Love is a team up between Audible and the Equality Campaign, which is a really interesting series and takes a little bit of a different opinion. And something that we love, obviously, is spoken word and radio, of being part of radio ourselves. Why did you decide this medium would be a good way to sort of voice and delve into those opinions and those concerns around marriage equality?
Again, a good question. As a platform here at Audible, we're about storytelling. And the Listen to Love series is designed to maintain that important conversation around marriage equality and ensure that it remains on the national agenda. What we tried to do with marriage, you know, with Listen to Love and focusing on marriage equality was highlighting the personal stories of those impacted due to the absence of marriage equality and really highlight the personal impacts that this is having. So, you know, we worked with some celebrities, you know, Osher Ginsberg, Tom Ballard hosted the series for us, but also we had Joel Creasy, you know, present a comedic piece on there. But you know, and I think almost more importantly, we interviewed and heard the stories of everyday Australians and how this impacts them. And then finally, we brought in a couple of experts. Dr. Shirlene Robinson, who works with the Equality Campaign and really gives in the series a little bit of an overview of the history of the gay rights struggle and dispels a lot of myths around, you know, or arguments against marriage equality. And then finally, we bring Damon Young, who is an ethicist, to look at the ethics of love and, you know, the rationale behind love, and again, really dispel any myths that love has to be between a man and a woman, and, you know, love can come in many different forms, and, you know, that's part of the episode that Damon explores around the ethics of love.
As a series, it's completely diverse and comprehensive. It's a 6-part free Audible series that you can download now. And it basically, as you said there, takes you through some really interesting real life stories and humanizes the issue. Because I think a lot of the time politicians have a great power in the way that they can dehumanize a lot of issues and then make something like marriage equality, which is quite a personal and intimate thing, just seem like another piece of paper that they are looking at, in this instance, not ticking off. Were your thoughts on marriage equality changed after hearing some of these real life stories? Because there are some really heartbreaking ones and also some really uplifting moments in it too.
Yeah, I mean, you're correct. I mean, was my opinion changed? No. I mean, I've always been a supporter of marriage equality. It seems absurd to me that someone else can dictate who or who shouldn't someone love and how that love and is represented at large. So that has always seemed absurd to me. But our hope is that there are people that listen to this and do see a different perspective and do see a different side to the story and kind of really, you know, hopefully it does challenge some preconceived notions around what marriage is or what marriage shouldn't be. So, you know, that was definitely our goal with the whole campaign. And really, we wanted to spark a conversation around diversity and the importance of, you know, embracing diversity at large.
And what about the opinion and idea that knowledge is power? So Dr. Sherlene Robinson, who you mentioned just before, is a historian who goes into a conversation with Tom Ballard about the treatment of LGBT people and Australians in general and the law. How important do you think it is for people to be informed on marriage equality and on the history of it?
Look, I think that, you know, like any important struggles, this has been a long one. And I think that it's always fascinating to see how far we've come. One of my favourite parts of the whole series is where Tom Ballard was talking about how quickly the public opinion on marriage equality has changed from when John Howard changed the law and made marriage between, you know, stipulated that marriage was between a man and a woman. And only in a very short period of time, we've seen a massive groundswell of support switch towards this concept of marriage equality, as I think people have become better educated on the topic and realise that this isn't something that's going to impact society at large and is only going to be positive. You know, the more that we can foster relationships like, you know, Peter and Bon, which is featured in the first episode, who sadly couldn't get married in their lifetime. That's just heartbreaking, a 50-year relationship, a relationship that is as true and as strong as any relationship that endures 50 years. And it wasn't seen as equal in the eyes of the law as one that had one of them, you know, had they been in a heterosexual relationship and could have, you know, consummated that with marriage. So, look, I think it's very frustrating, and the history is important to understand. But more importantly, I think what we need to do is recognise how quickly opinions have changed over a relative short period of time.
And that probably has something to do with the society that we're lucky enough to be living in at the moment, and especially young people. I mean, they are the future, and it's great, as you said, to have all of these young people involved. You've got Joel Creasley, Rhys Nicholson, and they're some of the more prominent openly gay comedians, I think, on the comedy circuit at the moment. They're also involved in a video promoting the marriage campaign. What was the idea behind that? You've got Rosie Lord in there too.
Yeah, the idea behind that was really to spark a conversation and get people interested in the series. What we wanted to do, we were taking inspiration from a lot of what we see around battles and what have you online at the moment around rap battles and using that as kind of a theme. But then we wanted to flip that on its head because we felt that it was absurd that you could imagine having two sides on this debate. And so we just wanted to talk. We wanted to have both, you know, Joel and Rhys representing the same side and just arguing about who cared for it more. And you know, I think that it came off very well. It's a great comedic piece. And, you know, we've been blown away with the response. We've been rolling that out in social media across Facebook and YouTube. The comments, the shares and the response at large has been fantastic and is exactly what we'd hoped would be achieved by that promotional video. Ultimately, it's meant to be a bit of a giggle, meant to highlight the absurdity of the absence of marriage equality and point people towards the series so they can, listen more and educate themselves better.
And the best way for people to do that is obviously jump on Audible's website. We'll put all the links up online on 2scr.com for you to have a look at them. But I really wanted to know what you hope people get out of this and what you hope comes from this series, Listen to Love.
What we want to get out of this is we know our listeners are smart, educated people. And so our hope is that by listening to this, we maintain an important conversation on the public agenda, that we educate our audience and provide them with the tools and, you know, the conversation points to challenge those who are against marriage equality and really maintain that conversation. That's our goal out of this.
It's one of those conversations that can get wrapped up just in the media or in people having quite extreme opinions about it without actually having much knowledge or knowing some people who this even affects, which I find surprising considering how many gay, lesbian, bisexual people are coming out more too. The fact that some people still don't have a personal story to relate to marriage equality.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, speaking personally for a moment there, you know, I have more friends that I care to mention that have to you know, either go over to New Zealand to get married or go to the UK or even the US in some instances, which just seems crazy that we don't have it here. So, you know, as you say, the more we can talk about this conversation, the more we can continue and maintain the debate, surely our politicians will realise that this is a non-topic. We need to get over it and just pass the bill in Parliament and ensure that marriage equality is available for everyone.